Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am E. I'm Lee, L-E-E, Ford, F-O-R-D. Lee Ford is a 39-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 125-22, but at that time he kicked the machine with his right foot to position it and injured his right big toe. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a broken big right toe. Period. He has been treating with Dr. Patel at the Foot and Ankle Center. Period. No surgery was done, although this was proposed for possibly having it done in January 2023. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Insert the summary of the treatment after the injury and before the injury. And now we'll go to physical exam. General appearance. His left hand was in a cast, stating he injured it a few months ago. Period. He did not undergo any surgery on it. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed an elliptical shape, 5 by 4 inch area of thick venostasis on the anterior left distal third of the shin. Period. There was healed scarring measuring 3 inches in length on the lateral aspect of the left ankle, longitudinal in orientation. Period. There was onchomycosis on both the left and right toes. Period. The second and third toenails on the left and the great toe on the right had a dark color consistent with onchomycosis. Period. The right great toe was swollen. Period. He wore compression stockings that were removed for the evaluation. Period. He has undergone multiple vascular surgeries on the left. Period. Motion of the left ankle was 15 degrees of dorsiflexion and 25 degrees of inversion, but was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the right ankle, both hips and knees, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Peripheral pulses were faint bilaterally. Period. He had diminished stocking glove distribution, sensory loss consistent with diabetic neuropathy and or symptom magnification. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5. He resisted left plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to ambulate on his toes, but this caused tenderness on the right foot. Period. He could walk on his heels without difficulty or discomfort. Period. We will leave out supine, straight leg raising maneuvers, and go to impressions on 125-22. Lee Ford kicked the machine with his right toe while positioning it. Period. He presented to Dr. Rosenfeld at the Foot and Ankle Center, with whom he had already been treating for his left foot. Period. Treatment for that continued right up until the subject event. Period. Dr. Rosenfeld had him undergo x-rays, noting he was a current everyday smoker. Period. He was diagnosed with fracture of the right great toe and pain on the right great toe. Period. He continued to be followed over the next few months. Period. On the visit of 6/28/22, Dr. Rosenfeld rendered diagnosis of type 2 diabetes with peripheral neuropathy, onchomycosis, and calluses Perci performed debridement of all hyperkeratotic lesions. Period use going to continue with amlactin and Jublia and follow up in 2 months. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be skin changes consistent with advanced venostasis in the left lower extremity in particular. There was healed surgical scarring about the left ankle with some reduced range of motion there as well. Period, there was onchomycosis of the toes bilaterally. Period, peripheral pulses were faint to palpate. Period, he ambulated without a limp or foot drop and did not utilize a handheld assisted device. Period, he was able to walk on his heels and toes, the latter of which elicited tenderness in the right foot. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory great toe or foot. Period. Even if he did have a fracture, it has healed from a clinical and functional perspective. Period. Unfortunately, the petitioner has had significant problems with both feet dating back many years. Period. He has been able to work with the insured again. Period. However, he is currently out of work due to his left hand injury. Period. He is scheduled for follow-up in the next week. Period. He did also hold another position at the Hard Rock. Scratch that. Since 2018, Perry also worked at the Hard Rock Cafe through September 2022. Period.